Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Family, 2 weeks ago we started a new teaching titled, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. Most Christians know that praying should be a part of our life, but there are far too many who do not understand how to pray effectively. As a result, they blame God when their prayers go unanswered, or say that the scriptures do not work. I know from personal experience that the outcome of unanswered prayers can devastate a Christian and cause the person to backslide into sin. This is one reason that our God says that His people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listener, pay close attention to what I'm about to say. We have the knowledge available to us in the Holy Bible. However, if we do not diligently study God's Word and then apply the truth to our life, we allow Satan to destroy us because we are operating in ignorance of God's promises. It is for this reason that this teaching is designed to explain in detail how to pray effectively. We will be examining why it is important to pray daily and which type of prayer to use for the specific challenge we are facing. I will be identifying 9 different types of prayers that are in the Bible for God's people to use and how to use them correctly, whereupon guaranteeing that your prayer will be heard by our Heavenly Father and your need met each and every time you pray. Keep in mind that God has told us in His Holy Word to come boldly to His throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us and supply all of our needs when we approach His throne according to His Word. This study will consist of 10 parts. An introduction, which we will continue with today. Part 1, the prayer of agreement. Part 2, petition prayer. Part 3, intercessory prayer. Part 4, anointing with oil. Part 5, laying on of hands. Part 6, gifts of healings. Part 7, the prayer of praise and worship. Part 8, special anointings. Part 9, the prayer of consecration and dedication. You will find out from this teaching that each of these types of prayers have clear biblical rules that we must follow if we want our prayers answered. God's biblical rules for praying gives us precise instructions on what to say and which type of prayer we should use for the challenge at hand. When you pray according to the appropriate biblical rules, you will never again wonder if God heard you or if you will receive the petition of your prayer. In short, your prayer life will not only increase in victories, but bring you the perfect peace of God that surpasses all understanding while you wait in faith for the manifestation of your petition. Listener, if you are not with us from the beginning of this teaching, we welcome you. And we also encourage you to please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episodes now archived under our radio broadcast page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Please note that for this teaching, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible Translation, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue with the introduction of this teaching. Before I ran out of time last week, we had just finished reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 7. I was explaining that the passage we read does not mean that we ask and seek after the same petition over and over and over again. What it is telling us to do is to ask and seek the Heavenly Father's help regarding all situations, big or small. Since I will be addressing this issue in more detail when we discuss the different type of prayers, it is sufficient to say for now that we pray one time in faith over any one situation and then speak a prayer of thanksgiving daily until we receive the physical manifestation of our prayer. Now, let's continue and complete principle number 3, expect to receive when you pray. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 7. Jesus is speaking, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you," that is, if you are vividly united and my message lives in your heart, "ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Again, family, John 15, 7, Jesus is speaking, and he is encouraging us that if we remain in him, in other words, if we study his word and then apply his word, that means we are living in his word, that whenever we ask, because we're going to ask according to his word, we will receive the petitions of our prayer. This is very important, family, because this is how many Christians miss the mark. They are praying outside of the will of God, thinking that God will just give them anything at any time. But the truth of the matter is that our petitions must line up with God's plan and purpose for his children. Jesus is letting us know that because we have taken the time to study about him and his word, that we know exactly what the Holy Bible has promised us. As a result, when we pray, we will ask or pray according to God's will. That is consistent with God's plan and purpose for his children. When we do so, we shall receive the petition of our prayer each and every time. Now, family, before we move forward into part one of this teaching, I want us to answer several questions that will assist us in examining the 9 different type of prayers available for our use. Question number 1, why should we pray? Here's the answer. Because our living God has given mankind authority, power, and dominion over the earth realm, and God cannot operate on this earth without our permission. When we pray according to God's word, we are asking him to get involved in our situations. We are giving him permission. This is our free will in operation, and God gave us this free will. We give God permission or refuse him permission to operate in our life by our words, which precede our actions. I want to highlight that, family. Our words precede our actions. This is why it is vitally important for us to speak over the circumstances of life based on God's word. Not the challenge, but the answer, which is found in the word of God. This is a divine spiritual law that God ordained when he created the earth and placed Adam and Eve in the garden. This divine law is still in operation for us to take full advantage of if we choose to. If we choose to. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. We're talking about that divine law that God set in motion from the beginning of this time, the earth, for mankind. It says, in Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, words, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words, good or bad." I want to highlight the first part of this scripture because this is a principle
that every Christian must come to understand, every person in general, but especially us Christians who have called on the name of Jesus. Our words bring life or death. And whatever we've been speaking on a consistent basis, we are going to be held accountable for those words. They will either bring us victory or defeat, depending on what words you have been using. Let's continue by reading Psalm chapter 12, verse 13. An evil man is dangerously ensnared by the transgression of his lips, words, but the righteous will escape from trouble. My goodness, this just gives us a warning to please stop. Pay attention to what you're saying. Make sure that those words give you life and do not bring you death. Now it says in this verse, verse 13, that the evil man is dangerously ensnared by the transgression. And in case you don't have an understanding of what that word transgression means, it means an act that goes against a law or rule. And of course, because we're talking about God's word, we're talking about a transgression or an act that goes against God's word. This will ensnare us. It says his lips or words will ensnare him, but the righteous will escape from trouble. And the reason us righteous people will escape from trouble is because we're using God's word over the circumstances of the challenges in our life. Let's continue. Let's also read Psalm chapter 13, verse 3. Again, Psalm 13, 3. It says, the one who guards his mouth, thinking before he speaks, protects his life. The one who opens his lips wide and chatters without thinking comes to ruin. Oh my goodness. Family, if we would just do a self-examination, if we're finding ourselves in the issues of life, if Satan is beating us down, then we are going to have to change our words so that our actions will line up with the word of God. Again, the last portion of this scripture is critical for every individual. But right now we're talking about Christians who have called on the name of Jesus, who say that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. We have to be the examples for the world. And if we want our lives to be prosperous, to be full of wisdom and love and compassion, then our words are going to have to change. We're going to have to make sure that what we're saying on a daily basis is what God says about us, about our circumstances, about our families, about our country, about our world. So in this last part of the scripture, it says, the one who opens his lips wide and chatters without thinking comes to ruin. So we don't want to be those people that just speak out of the top of our heads, who speak negative, who gossip, who are jealous, who speak evil against others. We don't want to be those kinds of people because those words are going to bring destruction to our lives. Notice, family, that in all three of these verses, death and life is found in the words that we speak. Because our words, those things that we are talking about on a consistent basis, will dictate our future actions. This is how important it is for us to line up our words with the word of God in every situation. It is speaking God's word that gives us the victory, no exception. Let's read what Jesus has to say about this matter. Please turn to Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, starting with verse 33, again, Jesus is speaking. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is recognized and judged by its fruit. Verse 34. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart, spirit man. The good man from his inner good treasure brings out good things, and the evil man from his inner evil treasure brings out evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account for every careless and useless word they speak. For by your words, reflecting your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words, rejecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced. This passage that Jesus spoke was an excellent warning for all of us. And I want to highlight some very important phrases that are used that will help us to understand the importance of how we should conduct our lives every day on this earth realm. And it starts with our words. Verse 33, the last part of that verse says, the tree is recognized and judged by its fruit. We are like those trees where that fruit of the Spirit grows. And if you have luscious, beautiful, delicious fruit that lines up with God's word, then all of that wonderful joy, peace, love, patience is going to come forth in our words. But if you're a tree and your tree is bitter, it's jealous, it's gossipy, it lies, then when you speak, all of that that is inside you is going to come forward. So we need to do a self-examination, family. We need to find out, A, number one, have we received Jesus as Savior and Lord so that we can become what God has called us to be? People of integrity, virtue, and ethics. And when you decide to receive Christ, then that wonderful fruit of the Spirit will come forward. And it will come forward in not just your words, but in your actions as well. Then it goes on to say in verse 34, last part of that phrase, for the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart, the spirit man. You know, sometimes when we attend church, we see fellow Christians in the church and they have a face on. In other words, they act and they speak according to the word of God. But once they get home or on the job site or away from the church, they show who they truly are by their words. They are not lined up with the word of God in total. They have not submitted to the word of God, because when you submit to the word of God, it will change you. And it won't be just on Sunday mornings. It will be from Sunday to Saturday of every week. And that's what we want, family. We want to make sure that when we hear those wonderful teachings that the pastor gives, that we apply that teaching to our daily life so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind with the word of God. Verse 35, the whole scripture is so vital. I'm going to read it. The good man from his inner good treasure brings out good things, and the evil man from his inner evil treasure brings out evil things. That is not something to play with. If you have a Christian who is still lying, cussing, carrying on, starting discord and disunity, then you know that person has not had a true spiritual transformation. He has not accepted, she has not accepted the transformation that Jesus paid for. So we want to make sure that what we have received is the salvation package, and that we are purposely speaking the word of God over our lives. Verse 36, last part says, give an account for every careless or useless word they speak. There's going to be a judgment day, family, and everyone is going to give an account for every careless or useless word they speak. Note that it didn't say action. It said, for every careless and useless word, because remember, our words precede our actions. Whatever we've been talking about, whatever we've been speaking, that's what's going to determine how we're going to operate in this earth realm. Then the last verse, verse 37, for by your words, reflecting your spiritual condition, our words tell us who we are in Christ. When you speak to another Christian, you know what level they are in the body of Christ in terms of maturity in their Christian walk by the words that they speak. And just like you can determine how they are, they can determine how you are. So we want to make sure that we continue to grow from faith to faith by using God's word over every circumstance of life. Again, for by your words reflecting your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words reflecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced. This is serious business when we are condemned and sentenced by our own words. Jesus is telling us that not only is our salvation contingent on our words, accepting him as Savior and Lord, but also our success here on earth depends on the words we speak over our life. Further, Jesus warns us that every careless or useless word we speak, we will give an account of them in the day of judgment. Family, I ask you to do a self-examination and determine for yourself if you are suffering in some areas in your life because of the words you have been speaking that do not line up with God's word. If so, repent and start speaking God talk today. Let's finish this part of the introduction with Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, thoughtfully and attentively consider the apostle and high priest whom we confessed as ours when we accepted him as Savior, namely Jesus. Very important. I just want to highlight one phrase in this verse because we're talking about our words and how our words give life or death depending on the words that we speak. So in the middle of that verse, it says, consider the apostle and high priest whom we confessed. In order to confess something, it takes words. It takes words of faith to change our circumstances of life. It took our words of faith to receive the gift of salvation and go from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. The word confess, that's spelled C-O-N-F-E-S-S-E-D, confessed, in this verse means our faith words spoken on this earth realm that line up with God's promises. And this principle applies to every area of life. If you want the promises of God manifesting in your individual life, the life of your loved ones, and this nation, then we must speak God's word over it all. Don't allow Satan to use your negative words to steal, kill, and destroy you. All right, let's go to question number 2. For who and when should we pray? Here is the answer for the when we should pray. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. When should we pray, family? Verse 17 says, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. As I said before, family, we need to pray about the big issues of life as well as the small issues of life. We should put a demand in that spirit realm by praying and speaking the promises of God over every situation of life, good or bad, in the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Matthew 26, 41. It says, keep actively watching and praying that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Family, we have to watch and pray. When we hear about issues in our personal lives, in our family lives, regarding the nation, regarding the world, don't complain, don't gossip, don't criticize. Pray. Ask God to step in, using His word to activate life into that situation. So when we're watching, we should also be praying. Let's continue. Let's read Mark 14:38. Keep actively watching and praying so that you do not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Again, we are responsible for identifying issues that are going on in not just in our own lives, but our family lives, and then praying. Oh, family, I'm so sorry. I am out of time. But please come back next week as we continue our teaching on the prayers that reach the throne of God.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.